Slaven, a rare experience for you, certainly at Albion, a goalless draw, your first. What did you make of that game today?
It is the first one, yeah?
Yeah.
Look, if no. If somebody have told me, like Swansea, West Brom, the way they play, the way we play, we finish with 0-0 without basically clear-cut opportunities, I would say no. So that summons the game up. It was a very tight game. It was open game. It was a game that was stretched, but we weren't good enough in the final third, and they weren't good enough in the final third with decisions, especially with the first half. I'm a bit disappointed. And I told the two guys at the half time, we controlled the game. We were so many times in those pockets, but then we lacked that clinical things or concrete things. Even when it's not ideal to try to test them with runnings inside of the box or with shots from outside the box. No, we didn't do it well enough. So I expect us to raise that in the second half. To be fair, in the second half, they were much more aggressive. Mm-hmm. They stepped up and they were winning those second balls. And they were better in first 20 minutes of the second half. We came back and at the end we could. We had few promising situations, like 3-on-3 or whatever, or those couple of shots from Darnell on edge of the box, or especially from Jake inside the box. But we didn't hit the target, you know. So even those decisions at the end were not good. So look, are we over the moon? No, we are not. We knew it's going to be a very difficult game. Swansea away is, and clean sheet, a point, especially with the results yesterday and today. Mm-hmm. Some of them. It's a good point for us, knowing of course that to win games, and we have to win games, we have to do better.
Did you think Jake had won it right at the end? It was a really good opportunity for him.
It was a good opportunity, yeah. The problem was, I think I didn't see it again, but the problem was that he didn't have that much time to compose his body, because they threw themselves there on a ball, and it disrupted him. It distracted him enough to miss the target, but that was the chance, you know. You need a little bit of luck at this stage of the season, you know, to score that goal and then to be honest and say, okay, we weren't better than them, but at least we kept the clean sheet. If you have the clean sheet, you are always very close to win the games. It wasn't to be. We are positive, as I say again, very solid at the back. Good point.
One more question from me about the defensive change you made. You took Kyle Bartley off and brought Donnell Furlong on. What was the thinking there?
We wanted to win the game. You know, Dara has been good on the right side, especially that their best player is playing. He's playing on that position, Andre Ayew. You know, Dara was good, but we wanted to have somebody up front in the final third to put the balls in, to drag them a little bit deeper and to drag him a little bit deeper. And we put Dara as a center back, and it was for me. After that, we were really stable at the back. They done nothing after that. And so that's the reason, yeah, that is the reason.
Slaven, all things considered, with a tough game this afternoon, was it a good point for you?
Look, it's a good point. You know, it's better to get a point than to lose a game, of course. But but we were 9 games to go. We have to win games. So do others. And we know it's very tough. Every team is fighting for something. Mm-hmm. Is it automatic promotion? Is it playoffs? Is it to stay up? So it's going to be very difficult. So that's why this point is good. But this point is only good if we are honest, which we are. I told that to the guys. If you're honest and say, listen, to win the games, we have to do a bit better.
Are you watching Leeds, or are you keeping an eye on Fulham and Nottingham Forest?
I'm watching West Brom, to be fair. But of course, I'm watching every game. I'm a big championship fan, you know, especially now in this moment. We are watching everybody. But to be fair, put it this way, if the game today was Leeds against Fulham, I would be a big Leeds fan.
top tier for you.
Slaven, can I ask you about Hal Robson-Kanu, how well he's doing for you with the Wales games coming up as well?
He's doing really well. He was again really well today, but some of the players around him weren't on the level, because he kept enough balls. He saved them. It's not that he's flicking them, he's saving them, and it's great to start the attack, you know, behind their midfield and attack, and but the guys who were behind him were not on on his level, put it that way. So Hal is for me top player, and he's not only giving his best, but the quality that he's producing week in, week out is outstanding.